Rabbi Yisachar Friend is the voice of our community. We are grateful to him for coming here today. Rabbi Friend will be leaving directly from this gathering to catch a plane to a previously scheduled lecture out of town. And so we will ask Rabbi Friend to address us first today. Rabbi Friend.
Rishus the Rashiva Shlita, and with the indulgence of the Rashiva for speaking Vihar for him, because protocol will demand that he should be the first speaker. Rishus Rabbanei Ha'ir, Rishus Ramim of the different yeshivas, Moronan V'Rabbanan V'Rabbeisai V'Chol HaKihila HaKadesha, the Baltimore, Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. We all know why we are here. We are here for the sanctity of Shabbos. But for whom are we here? Are we here for ourselves? Are we here to send a message to the broader community? I think that the answer is yes, we are here for both. For ourselves and for our fellow Jews, regardless of their affiliation. But primarily, we are here for another. We are here for the Ribono Shel Olam. We are here for God Almighty. Because we know what the Ribono Shel Olam taught us about Shabbos. We know that Shabbos is not just another mitzvah. We know that from the Gemara in Shabbos, that the Gemara tells us, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, L'Moshe Matana Tovah, Yeshli b'beis genozi, that the Ribono Shel Olam refers to Shabbos as a special gift that I have in my treasure house. The Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. Vani mevakeish litein li Yisrael, and I want to give this precious gift, this precious commodity, I want to give it to my people. Shabbos was and is a special gift between the Ribono Shel Olam and his dear people. A gift that is to be cherished, a gift that is to be treasured, and indeed, a gift that is to be protected. And we are here to tell you and to show you, Ribono Shel Olam, how we feel about that beautiful gift that you gave to us. And just like we stand up for something that we know means a lot to our Father, because that's standing up for the honor of one's father. So we stand here today for the honor of you, our Father in heaven. But we are also here for the benefit of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, for our brothers and sisters, some of whom may feel very distant from us, and unfortunately, that we may feel distant from them as well. But make no mistake about it. This has an effect. There's a fellow that comes to the yeshiva every single week. A fellow that doesn't look like a yeshiva man, but nevertheless, like clockwork, he's there every Wednesday evening. Mr. David Friedman once told me that man became a Shomer Shabbos because of the rally that was held here 12 years ago. Because of something that he heard. I had the temerity to go up to this man last week and ask him, tell me your story. What was it that you heard 12 years ago that led you to become a Shomer Shabbos? He told me how he had been brought up in a reform home, that he had very little background, that he read about this rally in the Jewish Times, and that he went to a website and listened to the speeches, and he heard something for the first time, a concept that was actually articulated by Rav Weinberg, Zichrone Livracha, something that he had never heard before. He heard that Shabbos was an ois, that Shabbos was a sign, a symbol, an emblem, but not just any kind of sign. Eis hi beini ubeinechem. It's a sign between me and you, my people. A sign that signifies the special relationship between God and his people. And he heard the mashal that was said over the name of the Chofetz Chaim. How Shabbos is like the ring that a husband presents a wife, that the wife takes with her and wears all the time. And what it says about the relationship, if the wife removes that ring. And that led him to investigate what Shabbos is all about. And today, he and his family and his wife are Shomrei Shabbos. They keep the Shabbos. And as he said to me, and these are his words, because everything flows from Shabbat. So it made a difference. It made a difference to that man and to his family. And for that alone, this rally and that rally was worth it. And it made an impression on the larger Jewish community as well. And that is what we are asking today from the leaders of the greater Baltimore Jewish community. Because by keeping a community institution closed on Shabbos, you're sending a message. A message about the sanctity of Shabbos. And a message about community unity. And messages are important. The story is told of Reb Lazer Levine, Zichroni Livracha, who was a rabbi in Detroit, Michigan for over 50 years, in a time when Shmirah Shabbos and keeping the Sabbath was a big challenge, and how he would take a convoluted walk and route to his from his shul on Shabbos morning, and he would bedafka and specifically walk by Jewish-owned stores that were open on the Shabbos in Detroit. Not to embarrass the owners, and not to make the owners feel guilty, but for the purpose of showing those owners hasinach banach haus, herlach yidin was hidden the Shabbos, to show them that there are still people that keep the Shabbos in what was then modern-day America. And when you walk down Park Heights or Green Spring Avenue on Shabbos, and you see other people that see you, Jews that see you, you're making the same statement, that we still keep the Shabbos. And by keeping the JCC closed on Shabbos, you'll be sending a message to your children and your grandchildren that today is not Saturday. It's Shabbos. And that, in that, there's another message in that story for us also. Because it sends, it's a message about the sense of responsibility for a fellow Jew. It's not only a story that Reb Lazer Levine told us about Shabbos, but it's a story about Avas Yisrael and loving another Jew and making a statement to him. And there's another story about another Rabbi Levine, Rabbi Aryeh Levine, the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, the Saint of Jerusalem. Because he also tried to stop people from opening their stores on Shabbos. But before Reb Aryeh Levine would ask his store owner to keep his store closed on Shabbos, he would sit for hours in front of that man's store to see how much business he was doing on Shabbos, so that he would realize and feel and empathize what type of sacrifice he would be asking from that man. Because he knew it was difficult, and he knew it was tough.